This is the Recency Bias, and where do we begin? Where to begin? Guess we can introduce ourselves. Zach Vanoss here with you on your morning after mini pod, following up Tuesday night's game at the Canadian Tire Center in Ottawa. This one had a lot going on in it. You had the Canadians in a funk. You had Canadians' incredible comeback. You had a Canadians' last second game-winning goal. You had it called back. We had blood sport. We had incredible saves. We had soft, soft, soft goals. Coaches on hotter seats? Probably not. And yeah, big-time controversy. Boy. All right. Let's start at the starting thoughts, shall we? By the way, it was a 4-5 overtime loss to the Senators. A shootout loss, in fact. Price and Matt Murray in nets for this one. Both of them making some pretty substantial saves, but there's more to that story, and we'll get to it. Brett Kulak in. Victor Mete sitting after he... couple penalties called against him in the game on Saturday. So he was sitting as we suspected. Kulak in. And of course, yeah, the other starting thought was, does Claude's seat get hotter? And frankly, I don't think so because of the way that game went. I honestly don't think he was really on that much of a hot seat. I know a lot of people out there might be wondering, clamoring's probably the better word for him to get shit canned. But look, one thing we know about Marc Bergevin is he's very, very patient. And two, I don't think this is a situation, especially the way that they lost on Tuesday night. I don't think that's a situation which you fire the coach. I'm not saying I love what I've seen from Claude Julien, and I'll get into that as well. But I don't think this is anywhere near a coach firing situation. And this game had a lot to it. This game absolutely had a lot to it. The early going, the seat might have been getting hotter. The very early going, in fact. 1 minute 36 seconds into the game, your Montreal Canadiens were already down 1-0. Drake Batherson. That's a made-up damn name. That's not even real. And yet he scored a goal. Had Kulak on the wrong side. KK kind of failed to pick up his guy. His guy was one Drake Batherson. And yeah, Canadians down 1-0. Speaking of Kotkaniemi, he'd get called for charging. And Canadians' PK unit continues to struggle. Brady Tkachuk, boy, he's been a character for these Ottawa Senators. Power play goal makes it 2-0 Ottawa. And panic starting to set in for Habs fans, if it hadn't already from Saturday, or Sunday. Sunday was the previous game. The Habs got a power play, though, and you're wondering what, maybe they cut in half. No, it was horrible. Horrific power play. They all were pretty bad on Tuesday night. And then there was a fight. Sherratt fought Tkachuk, let's say, frequent character in this one. Some punches being thrown after people went down. Sherratt got up and he caught one. Tkachuk caught one. A little bit of bloody mess. Soon after that, Shea Weber was probably going to miss the net, but it tipped off of Zaitsev and in. All right. Canadians had cut the lead in half as the first period expires. Shots are 14-12 in favor of the Senators. The score was 2-1 in their favor. Anderson would take a dumb penalty at the end of the first, though. That was one of the things that went down as they were skating off the ice. And then Weber got Tkachuk in the face with his stick, which you can't do, and you can't make the guy bleed, though he just got punched. Like, it was probably pretty easy for the blood. Anyways, that's a 4-minute major. So it was 5-on-3 for like a minute. The Canadians actually did manage to kill that off, and Price bailed them out throughout the 5-on-3, somewhat through the 5-on-4, but only for a while. And it was Barnstrom Brännström, with the first of his career. Once again, the Habs are in a two-goal hole. And a goal that, Carey had made some pretty solid saves earlier. This one he'd like to have back. Five-hole, very, very soft, frankly. But not the softest of the night that Carey Price would allow. 1 minute and 11 seconds later, though, the Habs did cut back into this one. Armia struggled for a minute, but he was able to get it to Kotkaniemi. Kotkaniemi just kind of pushed it forward. It wasn't really a pass by any means, but Drouin put up a good fight. Broke in by himself. All by his lonesome. And potted it. His second of the season. It'd been a while. Though I haven't been that upset with Drouin's play, I gotta say. And then just moments after that, we're all even at three. Shea Weber with a real classic, a vintage Shea Weber slapper. Kulak out there with him. Play that Weber had kind of set up nicely, actually. This was the first time in a little while that I thought Shea had kind of created something. And he was shooting. My gosh, he was shooting on Tuesday night. 3-3 the score, a terrible power play to end the period. But hey, they were back in it, all even at three. I'm just kind of starting to take over a little bit in the third, frankly. And 8 minutes in, Tyler Toffoli with his 12th of the season. Kind of an end of a shift, but he stayed out there, beat his man, and his feet not moving. Just kind of gliding in. Pure snipe past Matthew Murray. We even saw some Petrie and Weber out there together with the Canadians. Trying to fight back for that Toffoli goal. Go up 4-3, you're feeling good. The fight back was legit. The team showed some bite. But then, really awful, awful, awful goal allowed by Carey Price. I'm sorry to say it. I'm not putting this loss on. This loss has so many elements to it. But one of those elements was Carey Price allowed two extremely soft goals. And one at a moment that you really can't, man. You're the guy, Carey Price. $10.5 million a year. You can't be allowing that goal. Unacceptable, really. And it kind of got forgotten, I think, for a moment after the game. At least for me, because of everything else that happened. But holy, that was bad. And the timing of it, just too soft. It was Tkachuk, by the way, who scored it, of course. But he did, you know, he got a little bit of an angle on Petrie, I guess. But you have to make that save. I mean, it's not even, it's barely a save. And then, of course, there was a last-second goal. The Canadians going all out for the win before the game even got to overtime. A lot of credit to them. Pushing. Perhaps pushing a bit too much. But yeah, it looked like they had one. It gets called back because Brendan Gallagher is in the blue paint, touches Matt Murray. He goes down, Murray goes down, but Gallagher gets out. And we'll get into what Gallagher was saying. I don't understand that. It's so frustrating as a fan to see that shit. And I don't mean a Habs fan. I just mean not like, I suppose not a Senators fan on this particular night, but there's just no consistency. You never know what's going to count, what's not going to count. And come on, man. As Brendan Gallagher said after the game, like, he was on his ass. He had time to reset. Murray, watch it in real time. Once you slow it down, I feel like it's easier to lose perspective on the damn thing. But watch it in real time. Murray makes almost no effort. Like, does that count if you just make no goddamn effort to get back up, then you didn't reset? Like, all the Sens had kind of stopped skating. And, like, so that's why? Just because they didn't put in the effort, that goal doesn't count? I don't know, man. As Gallagher says, I got knocked on my ass. I have time to reset. You can't tell me the goalie doesn't have time to reset. Just watch it. If you know hockey, the goalie absolutely had time to reset. Just watch it in real time. Watch what happens. That was frustrating. And then, of course, the game only got well, maybe not more frustrating, but certainly maintained its frustration level. Because, you know, up to now, I've pointed one finger, I suppose, at Carey Price and two very soft goals. I'll point another finger at the entire team for not being able to be ready for that game. The fact that they were down 1-0 so early, and two, you know, they fought back. They fought back, and I thought they pushed pretty hard. But the decision, once again, and this is where I take the most issue with Claude Julien right now. Because I'm not as quick to want to jump on, it's definitely the coaching. That's the issue here, as a lot of people seem to be. I'm not really ready to jump on that entirely. But this overtime shit is ridiculous. Claude Julien apparently has not watched much 3-on-3 and has no understanding after all these seasons of how it works. It's insane the guys he has out there, and it's insane the way they play. You saw every time Ottawa had it, and the kids are out there, every time Ottawa has it, they're winding up and they're going full speed. The Canadians are playing this like, I don't know, they're playing to get to the shootout, I guess? It's overtime. We get Kotkaniemi out there, get Suzuki out there, get Radulov out there. Ben Chiarot? No thank you. Phil Deneau? No thanks. What are we doing here? It's awful what he does in overtime, and it frustrates me so much. The Canadians are never going to have a winning OT record if he keeps making decisions this way, and I don't imagine he'll be changing anytime soon. So that I found frustrating from the coach. This team's supposed to be built to play anyway, and one way they were not built to play is overtime. At least they're not coached to play that way. There were some huge saves from the goalies, though, in OT. Price did have some big ones. On Stützle, the umlauted one. A couple times. Once in a massive way. Murray, we had a huge, huge save on Toffoli. Yeah, went to a shootout. No Habs shooter scored. A lot of people really mad that Corey Perry was sent out there. I wasn't so mad. I think that's an okay decision. Corey Perry almost made that work. Murray pinched it, but Corey Perry knew what he was up to. I'm not so upset about that. The guys he put in overtime, I'm frustrated about. But the Corey Perry thing, I don't mind seeing Corey Perry. I think they've seen him do that. The shootout thing, I'm always, I don't have quite the opinions that I do on who should play in overtime. Because the shootout, we're not really seeing what they see in practice. When they're practicing the shootout, they probably have a D. I'm gonna default to giving them, I guess, the benefit of the doubt on who goes in the shootout. But overtime, I've seen enough 3-on-3 overtime. I understand how it works, and it doesn't appear that Claude Julien does. That I find very frustrating. All of that frustrating, but no, Claude Julien is not gonna get fired. Not after this one. We'll see what they do, as I say so often, we'll see what they do against Winnipeg, but we will see what they do against Winnipeg. Like, there was something to take away from that game in the way they fought back, because they were in a pretty deep hole, and their season was looking pretty screwed. And outside of a really stupid call, and if Carey Price makes a few saves that he should have made, they absolutely come away with that win. Like, so do they build on what was a pretty strong, I was excited after they scored the goal that didn't count. I was pretty excited to come on here and talk about, like, okay, that's something. That's a sign of life. And then it got very muddled. And a whole bunch of things. So I don't know. I don't know what you do with that one. Besides talk about it. And there will be a lot of talk about that game. I think it was one of the higher emotional event games of the season. Probably the highest emotional event game. We were all over the place in that one. Oh boy. Speaking of emotional, parting thought here. Gallagher also, in addition to us watching his conference after. And yes, the ultra Prairie Boy accent continues to be alive and well in Brendan Gallagher. But he was talking about basically how they push back. And he said, when his team's emotionally engaged, we're good. And frankly, like, I've been trying to on this podcast and chatting with other Habs fans, I've been trying to figure out, like, what is it exactly that's going on here? Whose fault is it? A question that we'll be answering on the forum on rabbithabits.com, or trying to answer. Whose fault is it? And, you know, there's certainly some blame that can go on the coaching staff. Absolutely. And I mean, when Brendan Gallagher says, when we're emotionally engaged, we're good. If that is true, it's kind of the coaching staff's job, I believe, to figure out ways to make sure that team remains emotionally engaged. I mean, it's on the players as well, obviously. But, yeah. I don't know where to put the blame. And the one thing that I could identify was they didn't look emotionally engaged. Okay, figure that out. How do you, is it because you're, I mean, the game against the Leafs, you better be emotionally engaged. I guess you're not going to be emotionally engaged, perhaps, if you see Ottawa as beneath you. But at this point, haven't they smacked you around enough? Haven't they embarrassed you enough to be emotionally engaged when this game starts? I don't know. I don't know what you do with any of it. I don't know what to expect when they play Winnipeg on Thursday night. I have no idea. I don't understand this team. Not at all. I've watched every minute that they've played this season, and I have no idea. Helpful insight from me. Shots were 36-39 in the end. The Canadiens' terrible power play went over 3. It's not very good. Penalty kill got scored on twice out of 4 power plays for the Ottawa Senators. And Carey once again had a sub-900 save percentage, which, you know, not great. Shea had a big night, actually. For all the criticisms that had definitely been lobbed his way as of late, and they were right, because Shea hadn't been looking very good. Captain had a big night, was a big part of what the goal that got called back. And, you know, I think he went out there, he was throwing his body around a lot more. You saw him trying to take over this game. And then, to a degree, he did. He scored twice. One, as I said, went off that jumped off Zaitsev. A little bit lucky. But the second was just a pure classic Shea Weber cannon. And 2 goals on the night from him. So Drouin got his second as well, into Foley, as we say, his 12th on the season. Assist to Perry Evans, Deneau with 2 helpers on the night. And my favorite defensemen's Kulak and Edmondson also with assist. Time on ice, just looking at the centers last night. You got Suzuki in there with 20 minutes, 45 seconds leading the way. KK and Deneau had about just under 50 seconds apart. 15:58 for Deneau. KK with 15:09. I wouldn't mind seeing Kotkaniemi continue to get a little more time. Wouldn't mind that. Evans at 9:31. But that's low. I mean, that's not, remember early in the season we were talking about these numbers? The lowest was like 12. The highest was at like 19. That's stopped being so much the case. So all the strengths of the Canadiens, they have fallen away, and I'm not sure what we're looking at. Not at all. Well, I'll take another look at them on Thursday when they take on the Jets. Till then, take care.